Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, the polygamy people are going to court. We'll explain what's happening there. 800-259-9231, and you can join us online, freetalklive.com. And the point of the program is that you can bring up anything. We want to continue discussing the Greyhound situation, though, just for a little bit, just to kind of talk about people's reactions to this, the people that were actually victimized by it. Happened in Orlando, and I think it was over the weekend. I'm not sure which day it was, but one day they decided to go down. It wasn't over the weekend. It was last week, October 22nd. The TSA, as well as the Orlando Police, the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection shook down over 689 passengers in a one day's time frame at the Greyhound bus station in Orlando. They call it a VIPR, or a Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response team. I guess it's an attack, because your freedom is the victim, I suppose, your liberty to go from point A to point B without being harassed by bureaucrats and having your stuff stolen from you or taken by force. As was done in this case, there were five people arrested for so-called illegal immigration. They also found a young lady with a stun gun. They took that from her and shipped it, apparently shipped it to her home, which I guess is better than just stealing it from her in general, but I guess I'm looking for the silver lining here, and there's not much of one. They also they had dogs. They brought out dogs and sniffed people, behavior and explosive experts. Everyone who walked through the terminal went through a metal detector like at those at airports, and baggage was screened for explosives. One person was picked up on a local warrant. Glass bottles, knives, a bullet, and a stun gun were found. Shockingly, nobody found people were not found with drugs, which I am amazed by. Michael Neal, 66, of Nottingham, England, was forced to remove a box cutter from his carry-on bag and place it in his checked luggage. He said he uses it to peel fruit, and he didn't mind the slight inconvenience. "No problem," said the retired butcher who's traveling around the U.S. on vacation. "It's for your own safety, really." But Williams and his son, Bryce Williams, were on their way home, way to Minneapolis, and weren't happy with the high level of security, particularly after they were forced to shift some tools from a carry-on bag to checked luggage. Father and son said they skipped the airport because of the security hassles, and now they're rethinking their choice. Bryce said, "I'm driving from now on."
I'd like to bring this up, because international travel is down more than 20% to this country.
It's true.
And domestic travel is down. And what they will tell you, the airlines and the government and anybody you ask, they will tell you, it's 9/11. Americans are scared because 13 Arab guys took some box cutters and crashed some airplanes into different stuff around the United States. They're scared.
They're saying that's why people aren't going.
That's why people aren't flying.
Not true.
And I tell you otherwise. I choose not to fly sometimes based on the fact that I just don't feel like getting probed by the TSA. And these two guys here said that the reason they were taking the bus, it's the bus, for God's sake.
It sucks.
It really does. When you can go on Southwest Airlines for $69 one way, the bus doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense financially. It's pretty difficult for them to come up, and I don't check the bus generally, because if I'm willing to ride a bus somewhere, I'm going to drive my car to go there anyway.
The bus sucks. I mean, you get woken up all the time. Even if I brought along one of those eye masks that you wear to keep light out, and I brought earplugs and an eye mask, and those were helpful, but man, it's still annoying, because whenever you get to a stop, even if it's in the middle of the night, they flip on all the lights on the bus.
People have to get their stuff. They have to, to be able to depart.
Right.
So it makes perfectly good sense that they would do that. But
every 30 minutes or an hour, or however often the stops are scheduled, which is fairly often, because they have to hit all the cities, the smallish cities that are in between the different destinations, and it's just nonstop interruptions. It's really annoying.
I can't imagine. I wouldn't personally take the bus, because it's just not that convenient for me. But these guys decided to take it in order to avoid the planes. And I'm telling you, there's more Americans out there than you understand not taking airplanes because of the TSA.
Absolutely.
The TSA is not providing us with any security on our planes. It's just theater, and they're destroying the airline business. The airline business won't do anything about it.
It's
they're a bunch of spineless cowards.
And then mix into it, if you're talking about airlines, mix into it the FAA and the way that the airport system was created through political handouts starting with Roosevelt on. They're handing out money for municipal airports for people who helped the particular administration in power, and they scheduled the whole system is not a market system, and,
right.
and it has been warped like some sort of weird cancerous cell, and so of course the customers are going to get frustrated. So now you hear people like Chuck Schumer and other jerks out there who are saying we need a passenger's bill of rights, completely destroying the concept of the idea of a bill of rights. In other words, you have the right to have government start messing around with transportation companies, when the dissatisfaction that people have could easily be addressed if they just let the market work.
It's true. The marketplace could very easily handle any sort of security concerns that anybody had, because if people were really that frightened, then the companies would implement various different methods based on competition and innovation and come up with the most effective ways to keep people safe. Or you may have options where there are no security features, where people are just expected to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe the tickets are a little bit cheaper. Maybe the risk is a little bit higher. Maybe the risk is lower, because if the passengers are armed, then they're less likely that somebody is going to mess if you're a criminal, are you going to victimize somebody that is riding on the bus where you're allowed to have weapons, or riding on the bus where weapons are screened out? I mean, it seems like a no-brainer to me. If I'm a violent criminal, I want to target the people that I know are disarmed. But so now you've got this example here of, and as you point out, Mark, these guys make it clear, we took this bus because we figured we wouldn't have to deal with the TSA. And then all of a sudden, the TSA shows up and they shake down the entire place, getting people acclimated, because that's part of the point of this, is to get people acclimated to the idea that anywhere, anytime, that they are going from one point to another, they are subject to being ruled over by these armed men who are calling themselves, in this case, the TSA and the sheriff's office, just coming in and doing whatever they want to them. And if they think they can get away by driving, it's only a matter of time before that becomes untrue.
I wish these companies would stand up for their own private property rights, for goodness sake.
Who's going to stand up to the sheriff?
Well, you know, if I were going on a trip somewhere and I hired out a van, I rented a van and said, okay, you know, I'm going to go on a trip and we're going to go see Danko Jones play. We need 10 people. Can we fill the seats? Okay, cool. Yeah, let's go. You know, would I then have TSA agents in front of the van saying, okay, we're going to tell people what they can bring aboard your van? No, I rent the stinking van, or I bought the van.
I wish more business owners had that mindset, Gardner, but they don't. Business owners are not activists for the most part, because they've got too much on the line. They believe they have too much to lose, and they're not willing to risk that.
And how many times have you guys run into people who, when you go to talk to them about something like that, if they're not already of this sort of inclination to listen and be aware of the systemic immorality of government, the inefficiency of government, the dangers it puts you into, they don't even want to hear it. I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. Or it mounted on top of that is the general fear that the government gins up about terrorism. It's amazing to me. And it all comes down to this whole thing of, you know, we're going to continue having this experience unless people realize that what the U.S. government is doing and has been doing, and, you know, you hate to get into a geopolitical conversation about this, but the fear of terrorism would not exist, or it wouldn't exist to this degree, if the United States had not been meddling in areas that where it shouldn't be at all.
Right.
But
it's impossible to have the conversation about terrorism without having a conversation about geopolitical, our foreign policy, everything. You have to talk about it because it's the first thing people will bring up.
Don't you know people want to kill us?
They want to take down America. What are you talking about?
They did. They took down America.
Army?
Actually, they gave the government the opportunity to take down America.
That's ridiculous.
You're less free than you were before.
It's because of the government, not because of the terrorists. 800-259-9231. Of course, the government actually are the terrorists. More coming up. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams, got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, as well as brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. Free Talk Live available to you 24 hours a day via any phone that can dial long distance. I'll give you the numbers here, but you can always go to listen.freetalklive.com and get them any old time. But here's the listen line phone number. It's 217-238-6220. Dial it up on your cell phone or your home phone. As long as you can call long distance, make sure you know what your calling plan is. So, you know, you need to be responsible for that. Obviously, we're not going to pay your cell phone bill if you rack up hundreds of minutes and have to pay for them. 217-238-6220. But a lot of cell phones have the free nights, the free weekends. So if you've got it, you know, free long distance, it's a great option for you. 217-238-6220 for the Free Talk Live listen lines brought to you by StartPage.com.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who fail to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries or businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know any businesses that require assistance with their collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, they reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
We are continuing the discussion here about the shakedown that occurred in Orlando's Greyhound bus station, where over 689 people were essentially screened heavily by the TSA, the Sheriff's Department, the Orlando Police, and Border Patrol. ICE apparently was involved in this. And they came down, they shook people down, they took some of their stuff, they took a stun gun, they found a bullet, they found five so-called illegal immigrants, which really seems to be the real reason for these searches, is to essentially hassle people, to snag brown people that are here trying to make a better life for themselves, and to, of course, also acclimate the American people to being targets of random shakedowns. Because none of these people that had come to the Greyhound bus station were expecting to have to go through this, but yet they were all forced to go through it should they have wanted to get on the bus they had planned on getting on. A couple guys said they had specifically taken Greyhound because they expected they wouldn't have to deal with this, and now they have to deal with it, so they're saying, next time, we're going to drive to where we want to go. And my question, of course, is how long will it be before these stop becoming random sweeps and become regular sweeps?
Sure.
Become
what is the government's incentive not to do regular sweeps at all bus stations across America?
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. I'm shocked that the proposal hasn't come through from the TSA, because all bureaucrats want to expand their their purview and their power.
And the number of employees who work for them.
Yes. And so expanding from the TSA checkpoints in the airports to every single Greyhound stop or the major Greyhound stops, because most Greyhound buses are going through several major locations as well as some minor stops. So they could just start with the hubs at like Atlanta and Tampa and places like that, Miami, all the major cities, the metros. They could move their TSA agents into there, and then they could probably triple or quadruple the size of the TSA.
It's in their best
budget
interest.
Would get much larger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it becomes routine, and people will become acclimated to it.
And then a lot of other people will say, well, the hell with this. I'm not going to take the Greyhound bus anymore. I'm going to go ahead and, maybe start operating a jitney cab and start taking people places in vans and whatever. They'll start operating outside of the Greyhound, because what you've got here is a certain segment of the population. First of all, most people are willing to put up with the TSA, right?
Yeah,
I mean, travel's down. International travel is down by 20%.
And domestic travel is down, too.
Domestic travel is down as well, but still, most people are putting up with it. They're going through the motions.
Every time I make a decision as to whether or not I want to put up to the TSA, and some of the time I'm willing to.
Sure. So most people are just acclimating themselves and dealing with that. The rest of them have decided, okay, well, I'm either going to drive or take a Greyhound. And so now of those people that are taking Greyhounds, the more often these searches start happening, there's still that segment of people that are very, I guess they care. They give a damn about their rights. They're going to say, oh, the hell with this Greyhound stuff. I'll just find a ride somewhere, take a cab, whatever it is I need to do. And so they're just avoiding the conflict. They're trying to get away from it.
Yeah.
But eventually, if the government people have their way, they are likely going to spread to all the Greyhound stops. And then from there, it's going to go to the streets. They're going to start doing random checkpoints. I mean, really, I don't feel I don't feel like that's an outrageous suggestion at this point.
I can't see what else the other options are. I mean, think of what the TSA's thought process is. We own the airport, and by and large, governments do own major airports.
Yeah, that's true.
Local governments.
There
and
are very
local governments,
rare exceptions.
Essentially, local governments at this point, although the Constitution doesn't say this, essentially local governments get their power from the federal government because they get their money from the federal government.
Yes.
And so the TSA says, the federal government says, you want to travel across interstate lines, you're going to have to, let our agents do their thing there. So they own the airports. They own the bus stations because, the bus stations, they give them the license to do whatever business it is that they do. So the bus stations are going to let them do their business there. They own the roads, people. You already can be stopped for any reason a cop wants to stop you.
And they already have the checkpoints in the southern and northern border regions. I don't mean
right.
At the border. I mean within the region.
50 miles in.
Within 50 or 100 miles
isn't
in.
Isn't it amazing? There's so many facets. Just this one story that you found, Ian, that come bubbling to the surface like methane from a swamp. Marsh gas, and watch out because it can ignite. You've got that interstate highway system, which they started, what was that, the 50s they started that?
Something like that.
Yeah, and they've got, this is the interstate highway system. Of course, they use an expansive interpretation of the Interstate Commerce Clause to get away with this nonsense. It goes all the way back to the Transcontinental Railroad, which was also unconstitutional and bogus, and goes all in these weird, quirky, all sorts of weird directions. So it goes through different congressional districts because the congressman wanted to bring it into their towns and so on. I mean, it's so inefficient. It was bankrupt and in the red as it was being built. But then you've got the interstate commerce thing, which is brought in about 100 years later, the interstate highway system. And that gives them their excuse to regulate your bus transportation, your driver's licenses, and all this other nonsense. They've got interstate highways in Hawaii. I mean, does that ought to tell people how they manipulate the language, how they don't go by the rules, how they do things for purposes that have nothing to do with any of the rules under which they swear they're going to operate? I mean, if that doesn't get people upset,
And it doesn't.
I don't know what does, which means that we've got to congregate, we who do get upset by these people, we've got to get together, we've got to stay together and grow in numbers in a concentrated area.
Hence the Free State Project, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But the other thing is that one of the important factors, I think, to that congregation, that bringing people together, is that we bring people who are willing to make a stand and to say no and to refuse this onslaught, this continual onslaught against freedom. And really, finding business owners that are willing to do this, I think, is going to be a pretty key factor because there are very, very few of them. We've had Carrie Paco Ellison on the show from Charleston, West Virginia, and he's one of them. And he's one of a select few. He's the guy that, in the face of a smoking ban, has basically told the health department, F you, I'm going to allow my customers to smoke in my bar. And it's been going on now for over a year, and of course they're going after him, and they're trying to hurt him because of it. But that's, of course, why most business owners won't take a stand, because they might lose their business. And so I hope we can change that over time, maybe with enough community support. It's Free Talk Live.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface: wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and if you want, you can support the show by voting for us. And we do need your votes. It has been a very difficult month in the voting contest. It's been most of the month that we've been in first place, but it hasn't been by many votes. Mark, earlier you told me we were only up by four.
Yeah,
so
it hasn't been good.
It's not... We really need to solidify our lead here. There are only a few more days left in October before we'll start asking for votes in November.
I'm petrified that, you know, what's going to happen here is we're going to break our winning streak since, I think it was July of last year. We've been number one, and that was only one time out of, like, the last 3 years or 2.5 years.
Yeah, we broke our streak once, and then...
And,
right, so you don't want that to happen again.
Right, I don't. It's nice to be able to tell advertisers we've been the number one podcast on the internet for more than a year now, as voted at podcastalley.com. And, you know, I'm petrified that this big podcast is going to come out and give their advice to their listeners to vote right at the end of the month, and wham, they're going to scoot past us right at the end.
Well, so we're asking you to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. That's all we can do is ask, because we certainly would never consider making you do so. So please take a moment, go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. You'll only need your email address to do it. That's used to verify that you're a real-life human being, not a robot. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. You can only
do it once per month. So if you've already done it this month, thank you. Of course, we'll ask you to do it again in November. But
otherwise, I'm going to start using guilt. I mean, that's the next step here.
If you haven't voted, please do.
Vote for poor Jack, my 18-month-old child.
Vote on freetalklive.com.
Vote.freetalklive.com.
Make your vote count for once.
There you go. It does. It does make a difference in this case. So, hey, by the way, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? Well, of course you should! Whether you would or not, I don't know. That's up to you. You can. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. I know that when I heard of this idea a few years back, I guess it's been about 6 years or so, 6 or 7 years, it seemed like a no-brainer to me. I thought, my gosh, I have to get involved in this because where I was so alone. There weren't anyone else, wasn't anyone else around that was willing to really do anything significant toward advancing liberty in our lifetime. Yeah, sure, they'd support a political campaign once every 2 or 4 years or however often that came up. And when I say support, I don't mean very much. They would send a few bucks in. Some of them you might be able to get to help fold some flyers, and they would get involved to some extent, but not like I've seen happen up here in New Hampshire.
I used to put a yard sign up every year when I was our candidate.
There you go.
That's it. I mean, that's the level of involvement that you got if you were lucky.
Exactly. But up here in New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, I see so much activism I can't catalog it all. There's so much happening, it's impossible to keep track of it, and it's so exciting what's going on. There are hundreds of people that have already made the move here to New Hampshire. Gardner, you're a New Hampshire native. You've seen the influx happening here over the past several years, and of course, every year, I think more people come than the year prior to this year. So in 07, there was X. In 07, there was X plus however many. Or in 08 and 09, there's been more than...
It's growing. The movement's growing. I mean, people can say what they want about the Free State Project being dead, and some people have wished that were so, and it's just not so. It's growing.
It is, more people are coming, and it's great, and people are getting active, and if there's not what they want to see happening, they can just start their own thing, and people will get on board with it. That's pretty much how it works up here, is if there's something you want to do and it's not already being done, just get it started, and people will jump on, and they'll help you with that. And the activists that are here in New Hampshire that have moved here as part of the Free State Project are waiting for these opportunities.
This is a crucial time for people who believe in freedom and who want to move on their principles to start getting closer to people who work and do the same thing as they can. Because there is a storm that's starting, and you got to be in the right spot. And if you're not close to freedom people, you're going to have a really hard time in your life.
I am so much more, I guess, social than I've ever been in my life, too.
That's just true.
I'd like to point that out. And I'm not the only one who's told this story. I've heard it from at least two other activists, fairly prominent activists up here in the movement, that prior to moving to New Hampshire, they were very inward. They were essentially excluding themselves from social interactions because they felt as though they were the only ones who felt this way. That all of their associates or their people that they might consider their friends were not of the same mindset as they were, even though they might have been compatible in other areas. On the freedom issue, they just weren't compatible, and so they weren't really getting along with people. They wouldn't go out of their houses very much. And I was the same way before. I mean, I was going out doing as much as I could, but it was usually me that was starting the various different activism down in Sarasota, Florida, where I come from. Up here, there's so much to do. There's so much to get involved with. There's so many social events. There are things like movie night is something that the activists do every week here in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire. Just a get-together for people that want to hang out and enjoy a movie together. I think they're actually watching Penn & Teller's BS instead of movies right now. But they get together and they have fun. Of course, there's social events that are happening regularly. We've got civil disobedience. Of course, the politics thing is happening here in a way that I've never seen anywhere else. They're really covering so many different bases that has never been covered before. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance out there doing incredible work at nhliberty.org. I could just gush about this for an entire segment, but the reason I'm really focusing on it here is because we've been talking about these crackdowns, the Greyhound bus station being essentially...
Right.
It's a raid,
America,
basically.
Do you think it's getting better? I mean, for you think it's going to get better, America, that somehow you're going to get... the Republicans back in, and suddenly liberty is going to get better. As the, you know, it's not.
No,
I'm all for the internet, and I love what some people are doing around the nation. But unless liberty activists get collected in a specific vicinity, I don't see any change. I may be wrong. But
I hope you're wrong. Prove me wrong.
I wish somebody could explain to me how it is that they believe that they can do something for liberty that has that isn't just a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I have to say, for those people who are more on the political side of things, maybe they aren't fully anti-state, if you're thinking about trying to change something systemically, structurally, in the United States, then this is still the best way to do it. Because you got to get here.
It's actually happening here.
It is happening. Exactly. It is happening.
I don't know what's happening for the people that might can call themselves anarchists or voluntarists or anything like that. I don't know. Many of them are involved in the political process. But, you know, they believe that they can get there step by step. I see that as the only possibility.
On both fronts, we're seeing amazing strides forward. Here in the Keene area, you guys have shaken things up so much here. It is unbelievable, and people from all around the world should be seeing what's going on here. You know, it is stunning. Then at the same time, you've got some people who, if we can see what's coming, if we know that, for example, we're talking about United States international policy, if we know that our lives are put at that much tiny greater risk because of United States international policy, and our civil liberties are being put at tremendous risk because of the United States government and general populist reaction to bad U.S. policy, then if we're thinking that we're going to change something, it's going to be very difficult if you're working in the political world, unless you get some state government to start to shake the foundations.
No to the feds.
Exactly. Say, get away, stop it. You got to do it.
We were talking about something during one of the breaks, and you were mentioning a conversation you'd had. You'd run into your aunt and uncle, I guess. What happened there?
Because this, I'm sure, is a
conversation that people are having across the country.
Yeah. I just happened to walk into a Borders, and I love going in. I see my uncle, and he's the brother of my mom and his wife. And they are traditional conservative Republicans, very conservative Republicans.
What a surprise here in New Hampshire.
They're actually just over the border in Massachusetts, and they're crazy living down there. Yeah. And a lot of the traditional conservatives have been, I think, suckered in by a lot of the neocon arguments.
Sure they have.
And just to lay into it a little appetizer here, I often get the emails from them about the dangers, you know, forward, regard, radical Islam on the march, da-da-da-da-da.
Be scared.
Yeah.
Be afraid.
Sean Hannity says da-da-da. And so we'll talk about them. Yes.
Yeah, we'll talk about your discussion here in a moment at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want in these remaining moments. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins.
Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AerrantAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AerrantAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AerrantAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AerrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. The 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include the Facebook profile. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com to become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. By the way, coming up after our radio show is done, we'll be doing an extended internet-only edition. So if you're streaming at freetalklive.com or libertyradionetwork.com, you'll be able to continue listening to that. And so stay tuned for that if you are on the internet. Feeds. Right. Gardner, we were talking a moment ago about you running into your aunt and uncle at a bookstore, and you mentioned that these are, at least the both of them, I suppose, are so-called conservative Republicans, and they like to send you things via email forwards. Of course, they haven't written
this happens
anything
to everybody,
yeah,
I'm sure.
In fact, during the break, I just deleted a bunch of them.
They haven't written themselves.
No,
they're just forwarding a bunch of fear-mongering garbage. So continue your story.
And you know, sometimes it is useful, but it gets frustrating and irritating at times because they have bought into something that they haven't challenged. And you know, it struck me one day. I was on doing my old talk show, and I just sat there and I posed this question to them. And I said, look, I understand you're very worried about radical Islam. You know, I get these things and so on. And I said, what is it about radical Islam that worries you? What are they going to do? You know, and it's not, oh, well, they might attack and kill innocent people here and there, you know, which is what they will do and continue to do unless the United States government changes its policy. It is, oh, they're trying to take down the United States. They're trying to destroy us in the universe.
The nation.
Yes, exactly. So I said, and I know that there are only a couple options here for their minds to travel. So I say, well, what do you mean by that? Take down the United States. What is that? Because no one questions that. They're trying to destroy our way of life. They're trying. What do you mean? Please be specific. So she says, well, you know, they're trying to take down the government of the United States. And I was like, well, how are they going to do this? How are they going to take down the U.S.? Yes,
well,
exactly.
Believe me, if that's what they wanted, Ian, you absolutely don't want they're going to put in their place. And that's the problem.
No, you're right. Well, I mean, but it's, you know, in their eyes, I said, what exactly do you mean? What is the end goal here? Do they want to replace the United States government and invade the United States with just billions of troops? How are they going to do that? The radical Islamic nations are mostly third world nations, except for those that have used their oil resources, and they don't have massive armies. They don't have air forces. They don't have navies and subs. So what's the plan? To take over and have Islamic soldiers marching through Iowa.
What did they say?
And I phrased it a little more nicely.
Sure.
And so I said, I basically negated that as a possibility. It's like, look, you know, Aunt Rosemary, they're not going to do that. They're not going to invade the U.S. They can't. It's not going to happen. So she's like, well, they're going to try to change us. So, in other words, they're going to assimilate and get in and convert people to Islam in the United States by either putting seed pods under their beds or hypnosis on Lost or something.
Right, because those Christians, conservative Christians out there are just going to fall right in line with all
right.
of that.
Right, and so then the next step in your logic chain says, well then, if you're worried about terrorism, and you want to try to, we got to stop terrorism. We got to stop this radical Islamic. Their goal is not to go in and assimilate and slowly take over. They're sending people out on suicide attacks. So I said, so what they're doing is getting more people to like Islam in America or dislike Islam in America.
It's completely counter to what they're stating the goal is.
Exactly. So it always reaches a dead end on their logic chain. They can't support this. Yes. And they sit there. And then so eventually she says, yeah, but.
Right.
And
years
she goes back
ground,
to her original thinking.
Years have ground to a halt.
Yeah.
And you're entering into that cognitive dissonance area oh, boy, I could be wrong. I can't be wrong. Sean Hannity said this.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And this is where it all comes down to. The people that believe this stuff, they believe it like they believe the preacher. Mm-hmm. He said it. He studies it. It's a cult of personality issue. They're not. They just do a little touch toning. They don't actually think about the issue. The guy sounds right. He's an expert. I know that he's got a bevy of people behind him doing a great deal of research. He's got wonderful hair. Whatever the reason is, he must be right. I know he does his research. I know he's right. You must be wrong because he's right. And you should shut up because I know he's right.
Yeah.
I can't defend it. I don't do what he does for a living. You should talk to him because I know he's right.
And sometimes,
and that's what they want.
Sometimes,
but if you do call in and talk to Sean Hannity, you will get two tops minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get a chance to make a statement. You may get a chance to make
seconds.
A rebuttal to what he has to say.
Yeah.
But then you're dropped off the line and flushed down the toilet. And you'll never, you can't make these arguments.
He did that to me. I called in once and he was saying that he thought the Democrats were being very hypocritical, Mark, because they had voted to send the troops out into Iraq and now they were voting to defund the troops. They weren't giving them what they needed to survive out there in Iraq in this war. They voted for the declaration of war, and now they're not funding the war. So I called up and I said, look, you know, Hannity, you make a great point about the Democrat hypocrisy. Some of them could have changed their minds. Maybe they changed their minds. I mean, we got to give them that, but I understand what you're saying there. But you make a fundamental error because we're not at war. And here's a guy who's poking fun at Bill Clinton for talking about redefining the meaning of the word is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, he pokes fun at that. And he says to me, Well, it depends what your definition of the word war is.
Nice. I just... Ah!
Wow.
Any means necessary to get to the end result. So,
when your aunt and uncle went back around at the beginning, how did you address that?
So the final point that I had to make, I said, look, I just had to lay it out. I said, look, I can't shake you sort of out of this thought process except by telling you what bin Laden did to recruit people, which had nothing to do with American culture. It had nothing to do with trying to take over America or anything like that. It had to do with, and you know, whether his arguments that he gave to those guys were totally on the up and up and he really wanted to take over Saudi Arabia or whatever. I don't care. Whatever. I don't know. But it was, the United States is allied with the Zionist Israelis. The United States has bases on sacred Saudi soil. The United States has an embargo against Iraq, which is killing innocent women and children. And, you know, you can talk about bin Laden and all the UN and the oil stuff. And the United States is making flights over Iraq and bombing and killing people. Okay. It had nothing to do with we must destroy the great Satan and let's, you know, that's what
Coca-Cola,
he used
Britney
to,
Spears.
Yes, the guys who went
Hollywood
to Germany and plotted the 9/11 attacks. You know, those guys, that's what they read that got them to say, yeah, that is the jihad. That's the sacred jihad to protect the Middle East, Muhammad's homeland. It has nothing to do with, you know, Swank magazine. Yeah. I mean, right. It's like, I mean, you know, to pick one of all of our favorites, of course.
Yeah. It all comes back to Swank, baby.
Hey, you know. So anyway, I just explained. I was like, look. You got to think about what is inspiring more of this. And if you look at things like the Obama administration, all the peace-loving people out there in the Democrat side were always like, oh, George Bush is evil. He's doing bad things. Yeah, he's doing bad things. Guess what, everybody? Obama's continuing them. As a great report on Rachel Maddow's show, I mentioned this off the air to the guys, they talked to a woman who has a really good report in the Atlantic Monthly about the fact that those killer drones have been used more in the 9.5 months, 10 months of Obama's presidency just in this time than the last 3 years of the Bush administration presidency.
And who are they killing?
They have killed... They estimate 1,000 civilians in Afghanistan.
Wow.
As they've killed 20 or 25 al-Qaeda leaders, who, of course, will be replaced.
Absolutely.
And they're going to engender, well, gee, you think more people might resent the fact that their weddings are being bombed?
Yeah.
It's just... It's
go ahead. Kill
nonsense.
Kill a man's family and see what he does.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I guess that's the way you have to turn it around is... If the Islamo-fascists came over here and they did something that killed my wife and my child, like maybe I'm going to be so mad, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to find some random Islamic people that look the same and I'm going to kill them.
And you know what's
maybe
interesting?
That's what I'll do.
You know what's interesting, Mark? It brings it back to the TSA arguments because in their minds, their calculus is always within the, oh, well, I'll put up with it because those dangerous people are out there.
Right. Well, stop messing with the people and they'll stop being dangerous.
All right. We're out of time for the radio show. We'll be back more radio show tomorrow night, same time, same place. Online, of course, in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. And if you are online listening to our streams, stick around. We've got an extended Internet edition coming up shortly. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.